This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML files writ petition at Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Also files separate party registration application for election purpose. 80 political parties registered for March 5th House of Representatives election a day before deadline. 16 days of activism against gender-based violence 2025 begins. Prime Minister Kharki stresses increase in women's representation in decision-making level. And Ukraine-US reach common understanding on new peace plan. Now the news in detail. The CPN-UML yesterday filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML parliamentary party in the dissolved House of Representatives, Mahesh Bartola, and Whip Sunita Baral jointly filed the writ petition at the Apex Court. The writ petition has demanded the revocation of appointment of Prime Minister Sushila Kharki, the decision of House of Representatives dissolution, as well as the decisions and appointments made after the lower house dissolution. Chief Whip Bartola mentioned that the writ petition has urged Kharki's appointment to be declared unconstitutional, stating that she was appointed to the post of Prime Minister against Article 76 and 132 and Clause 2 of the Constitution. A total of 80 political parties have registered with the Election Commission as of yesterday for the election to the House of Representatives scheduled for coming March 5th. The Commission has set November the 26th today as deadline for political parties willing to participate in the House of Representatives election to be registered for this purpose. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML has also been registered for the election to the House of Representatives. CPN-UML Central Election Department Chief Niraj Acharya and other leaders yesterday reached the Election Commission and filed the application for party registration for election purpose. The CPN-UML has already filed application for party registration for the National Assembly election slated for the 25th of January. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence 2025 kicked off in Kathmandu yesterday with the national slogan, Use Technology Correctly, End Gender-Based Violence. This year's theme for the activism is End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has said that effective use of technology and social behavioral change are essential prerequisites for ending gender-based violence. The Prime Minister made the remark while inaugurating this year's 60-day activism against gender-based violence. Prime Minister Kharki stressed the need to increase women's representation in decision-making levels and for that parties should give priority to female candidates to increase women's participation in elections. Similarly, addressing the same program, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said the government is committed to combating digital violence against women and girls taking place with the rising development of technology. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal says holding elections successfully and creating a strong base for good governance is the first priority of the government. Addressing the Lumbini Province Level Security Seminar held in Bhairava yesterday, the Home Minister mentioned that the government has been carrying out activities focusing on the election and good governance. Meanwhile, the Nepal Zenzi Front yesterday submitted a memorandum to the Election Commission calling for Nepalis to be allowed to vote from abroad as well as from outside their home districts. The memorandum states that no Nepali citizen eligible for voting should be deprived of it under any pretext of legal and technical complexities. The government has formed a committee to monitor and establish inter-agency coordination and facilitation of the issues related to infrastructure development of areas affected by Melamchi Water Supply Project. The cabinet meeting held on Monday decided to form the committee under coordination of a secretary at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel shared that the meeting also decided to provide pre-approval for organization and management survey of Nepal Police Organization as well as approved 37 temporary quota of officer level for the project and program to be run under the Ministry of Forest and Environment in the current fiscal year. Three new tests have been launched to diagnose the genetic cause of rheumatism for the first time in Nepal. The Next Gen Lab Solutions has launched three types of genetic tests to detect three types of rheumatic disease. Naresh Pandey, the managing director of the Next Gen Lab Solutions, said three types of tests have been introduced for rheumatic disease identification, HLA-DR4, HLA-B51 and HLA-B27. He stated that this method allows for the early detection of rheumatism, making it easier to treat the patient. Before, the specimen had to be sent abroad for those three types of tests in order to diagnose rheumatic disease. The government has begun the process of identifying landless Dalits and collecting their details with the aim of managing landless people and unsystematic settlers. According to Damodar Wagle, the assistant spokesperson for the Ministry of Land Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, the ministry is coordinating with local governments across the country to prepare the records. The data will be collected through a one-drawer system to prevent duplication. The ministry has also asked local governments to follow the prescribed standards when recommending landless quarters and unsystematic settlers. Now a sports update. Biratnagar Kings and Chitwan Rhinos are set to face each other today in the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL. The match will take place at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur at 4 p.m. Biratnagar Kings, led by star spinner Sandeep Lamichhane, remain unbeaten in the tournament. They have won all three of their matches so far, securing a strong 6 points on the table. Their opponents, the Chitwan Rhinos, captained by Kushal Malla, have had a more challenging start. With 2 points from two matches, Chitwan is under pressure to climb the standings and revive their campaign. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukraine says a common understanding has been reached with the United States on a new peace proposal aimed at ending the war with Russia. According to the BBC, the agreement follows weekend negotiations in Geneva where officials worked through a 28-point plan presented by Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the plan has been fine-tuned with input from both Ukrainian and American teams. He says Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has been directed to meet President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, while Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll will travel to Kyiv for further discussions. Ukrainian officials say they expect Driscoll to arrive this week. The White House has not officially commented on potential bilateral talks, but President Trump wrote online that he hopes to meet both Presidents Zelensky and Putin only when a final peace deal is near completion. Since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022, tens of thousands of soldiers and thousands of civilians have been killed or injured and millions have been displaced. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the regions today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN UML files writ petition at Supreme Court seeking reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Also files separate party registration application for election purpose. 80 political parties registered for March 5th House of Representatives election a day before deadline. 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence 2025 begins. Prime Minister Kharki stresses increase in women's representation in decision-making level. And Ukraine-US reach common understanding on new peace plan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.